Hi children, I'm glad that I can meet you today also to do a lesson. Hope you love to do an English lesson with me today. And hope you have got a worksheet for today's lesson. If you haven't got, don't worry. You can get it later and complete the two questions given there. Today, I hope to read a notice and ask few questions. Then, I'll be discussing how to write a note to a friend to inform the things in the notice. මං හිතනවා ඔයාලට අද නියමිත worksheet එක ලැබිලා ඇති කියලා. එහෙම නැතුණත් ඔයාලට අද පාඩම මාත් සමග සහභාගී වෙලා කරන්න පුළුවන්. පස්සේ එම worksheet එකට උත්තර ලියන්න ඔයාලට පුළුවන්. So no need to worry. Turn to page 64 in your pupil's book. Yes. You can see the note is there. I will read it out once for you to listen. Then I'll give you time to underline the important information given in the notice, the key words of this notice. මම පළමුවෙන්ම මෙහිදී notice එක කියවනවා ඔබට අහගෙන ඉන්නට. දෙවනුව ඔබට වෙලාව ලබා දෙනවා එහි ඇති වැදගත් කරුණු යටින් ඉරි ඇඳීමට. Well, it's time to listen to what I read. I'll read out the instructions for this activity. Jerome saw this notice on the school notice board. Read it and answer the questions asked from you. Auditions. Would you like to take part in the inter-house drama competition? Then come join us. We are cast in four: Everyman, the Caucasian Chalk Circle, the Merchant of Venice, the Christmas Carol. Auditions will be held on Friday, 20th September at 2 p.m. at the school main hall. Secretary, English Literary Association. Okay children, now it's time for you to underline the important words or the key words mentioned in this notice. Then ඔබට පුළුවන් මෙහි සඳහන් විශේෂ කරුණු යටින් ඉරක් අඳින්නට. මම මේ සඳහා ඔබට විනාඩි කීපයක් ලබා දෙන්නම්. Well, now you can see there are certain words, there are certain important words or key words in this notice. Auditions. Children, what do you mean by auditions? නළුවෙකුගේ එහෙම නැත්නම් ගායකයෙකුගේ හැකියාව පරීක්ෂා කරන සම්මුඛ පරීක්ෂණයකට අපි කියනවා audition කියලා. Underline the word auditions. What are the other important words or phrases in this notice? Take part inter-house drama competitions, cast info, Friday 20th September at 2 p.m. at the school main hall. Secretary, English Literary Association. These are some of the important details about this notice. Shall I read this notice once again? I want to familiarize the words given here by reading again. Auditions. Would you like to take part in the inter-house drama competition? Then come join us. We are casting for Everyman, The Caucasian Chalk Circle, The Merchant of Venice, The Christmas Carol. Auditions will be on Friday 20th September at 2 p.m. at the school main hall. Secretary, English Literary Association. Now, let's see what are the questions. I'll ask few questions from you. Read the notice in page 64 and activity 7 in page 65, pupil's book of yours. And answer the questions. Well, my first question is, what is this notice about? What is this notice about? Well, you can very well say the answer for that question is, it's an audition. It's an audition. Well, question number two. For what you are invited to? For what you are invited to? You are invited to take part in the inter-house drama competitions. You are invited to take part in the inter-house drama competitions. Question number 3. How many dramas are mentioned in the notice? How many dramas are mentioned in the notice? There are 4 dramas mentioned in the notice. You can very well see there are 4 dramas mentioned in the notice. Fourth question. What are the names of them? What are the names of them? The 4 dramas are Everyman, The Caucasian Chalk Circle, The Merchant of Venice, The Christmas Carol. Everyman, The Caucasian Chalk Circle, The Merchant of Venice, The Christmas Carol. Children, here you can see the names of the dramas have given using the capital letters at the beginning. There's one thing you should consider when writing the names. The first letter of each word of these names should be in capital and the others are in simple letters. Nam sandahan karana vita sama namakama palaveni akura capital akurakin patan gata yutui. Anik akuru simple akuru viya yutui. Always copy them in the correct way. Well, what is the next question? Question number 5. When will the audition be held? When will the audition be held? Now, here you have to find the date and the time to answer this question. Yes, it will be 20th September at 2 p.m. When will the audition be held? On Friday 20th September at 2 p.m. Where will it be held? Where will it be held? Yes, it will be held at the school main hall. It will be held at the school main hall. Question number 7. Who has written this notice? Who has written this notice? Now, you can find the answer for this question at the end of the notice. Yes, as you have rightly found out, the answer is the secretary. The secretary, English Literary Association. Who has written this notice? The secretary, English Literary Association. Well, I think you can understand the content of this notice given in the pupil's book. It's an audition. Students are going to be selected for different characters. There are 4 dramas. The students can join for them. It will be held on 20th September at 2 p.m. at the school main hall. The notice has written by the secretary, English Literary Association. This is all about the notice. Now, let's go to activity 7 and let's read the instruction given there. Jerome's friend Farouk likes acting, but he is absent today. Imagine you are Jerome and write a notice to Farouk informing him about the auditions. I'll ask few questions from these instructions to clarify the given details. Well, I'll read out the instructions once again. Jerome's friend Farouk likes acting, but he is absent today. Imagine you are Jerome and write a note to Farouk informing him about the auditions. Let's answer to few questions related to these instructions. Now tell me, children, who saw this notice? Jerome saw this notice. You can find the answer for this from activity 6. Who saw this notice? Jerome saw this notice on the school notice board. Well, let's go to activity 7 again. What does he want to do next? What does Jerome want to do next? He wants to write a note to his friend Farouk. He wants to write a note to his friend Farouk. That is what he does next. Who is Farouk? Farouk is Jerome's friend. Farouk is Jerome's friend. Well, children, now let's see how to write a note to Farouk about this audition. Well, children, in the given worksheet, you can see there's another question. Rearrange the sentences given below to write a meaningful note to be sent to Farouk. Now, when we are writing a note to a friend, you can write the date in the right hand corner. දකුණු පැත්තේ උඩින් අපි ලියන නෝට් එකේ අපිට අද දිනය යොදන්නට පුළුවන්. ඔබට අවශ්‍ය නම් දිනය නෝදා හිටින්නටත් පුළුවන්. නමුත් දිනය යෙදුවොත් අද දිනය කියා සිතමු. 2/9/2021. 2 September 2021. ඊළඟට අපි බලමු මෙය යවන්නේ කාටද? ෆාරුක්. ෆාරුක්ටයි යවන්නේ.
එයා පිළියනවා වම් පැත්තේ. Then we can add our message to Farooq. Let's start like this. There will be auditions to select students to take part in inter-school drama competitions.
You can start like that.
There will be auditions to select students to take part in inter-school drama competitions. Then, what can we write next? It will be held on 7th September 2021 from 9 a.m. onwards at the school auditorium. It will be held on the 7th September 2021 from 9 a.m. onwards at the school auditorium.
තව මොනවද අපි මේ නෝට් එකට එකතු කරන්නේ?
What else can you add to this note? Next, you can add. I'm sure this will be a great news to you. I'm sure this will be a great news to you. Hope you would love to join. Now, this message has written by Jerome. So, you can write Jerome's name at the end of the sentence. Hope you would love to join. There, below that, the last word, join, you can write Jerome's name.
Okay, children. Shall I read the notice once again? September 2021. Farooq. There will be auditions to select students to take part in inter-school drama competitions. It will be held on the 7th September 2021 from 9 a.m. onwards at the school auditorium. I'm sure this will be a great news to you. Hope you would love to join. Jerome. Children,
I have explained the way of writing a note to a friend.
As I told you, the date is optional. ඔබට මෙහි දිනය සඳහන් කළ හැකිවා මෙන්ම දිනය සඳහන් නොකළද සිටිය හැකි. නෝට් එකක් ලියනකොට අපි dear Farooq යනුවෙන් සඳහන් කිරීමද අත්‍යවශ්‍ය නැහැ. අපිට Farooq යනුවෙන් පමණක් සඳහන් කිරීම උනත් ඇති. ඉන් පසුව අපිට පුළුවන් මේ මැසේජ් එක අපිට දෙන්න ඕනේ ආකාරයට අනුව ඉතුරු කරුණු ටික සඳහන් කරන්න. එය පැවැත්වෙන දිනය, වේලාව ආදිය සහ එම පැවැත්වෙන ස්ථානය පිළිබඳව. මෙම කරුණු ඇතුළත් කරන ලද නෝට් එක ඔබට ලබා දී ඇති. එය ඔබේ වර්ක්ෂීට් එකේ තිබෙනවා. ඔබට එය ලබාගෙන මෙම කරුණු නිවැරදි ලෙස පෙළගස්වා නැවත දී ඇති ඉඩෙහි ලියන්නට පුළුවන්. මෙවැනි නෝටිස් එකක් කියවලා එය තේරුම් ගැනීමත් ඒ වගේම එය ආශ්‍රයෙන් යාළුවෙකුට නෝට් එකක් ලියන විදිහත් ඔබට පැහැදිලි වන්නට ඇතැයි මම සිතනවා. මෙය ඉතාම ලෙහෙසි කටයුත්තක්.
දරුවනි මෙම දී ඇති වර්ක්ෂීට් එක කරන්නට උත්සාහ කරන්න. ඔබට එය කරන්නට පුළුවන් ඉතා පහසුවෙන්. එහෙමනම් අද අපේ සාකච්ඡාව මෙම පාඩම මෙතනින් නිමා කරමු. ඔබ සියල්ලටම මේ පාඩම් වලට අහුම්කන් දී යමක් ඉගෙන ගන්නට ලැබෙන්නට ඇතැයි මම සිතනවා. Have a nice day, children. Good luck to you.